Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
It is time for Ready, Steady, Learn this morning, and I am joined in studio with Karen Ribardo. Good morning, how are you?
Good morning, great, thanks.
Thank you very much for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
And you are part of the Elam School of Fine Arts.
That's true.
We actually have a few students that are around the station from there as well. And you have just handed in your submission for your Masters of your Fine Arts degree, so congratulations.
Thank you very much.
How's it feel? You must have been a stressful... Is it a year that's taken you?
It's taken me 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it must have been a stressful 2 years, was it?
It was, had its moments.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And your work is called The Weaving Structural Improvisation into Contemporary Art. Can you tell us a bit about it?
Yeah, sure. I've started weaving last year in my first year of my master's degree.
When you say weaving, is that a specific technique of creating art, or is there where did you learn to weave, or what does that entail?
Yeah, I taught myself how to weave.
Oh wow!
So I am using a floor loom, and I also use a tapestry loom.
Okay, cool.
And essentially, I've just taught myself over the last year how to weave, and my practice was originally more sculptural based.
Yeah.
But it's evolved into this weaving practice that's essentially taken over everything that I do.
Yeah, and why? Why do you love the weaving?
I love it for a number of reasons. I love watching that transformation of things that you can put together, and taking something as simple as a thread and making something quite amazing out of it.
Yeah.
And I kind of love that. They're quite delicate fabrics, but they're also quite strong. I use a lot of different materials. I use recycled materials.
Yeah.
Like electrical cords and copper.
Yeah, so for this particular submission that you've done for your master's, it says here that you've used old power cables, string, discarded metal and ribbon. So even the metal, is that something you weave as well?
It is, yeah. Wow. I take it out of the electrical cords.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah.
So what kind of tapestries do you end up with?
How do I explain that?
hard to explain something visual over the radio.
Yeah, it is. I mean, sometimes they're quite colorful. Sometimes they're quite rigid.
I can imagine with metal it being quite difficult
to
weave.
It's quite a challenge to weave. Yeah, you have to wear gloves when you're doing it, otherwise you're stabbing yourself and bleeding all over the place.
But just adds to the art.
I'm bleeding from my arm. I don't know how to explain them visually.
Are they big square tapestries, or are they kind of, because they hang on the wall.
Yeah, most of them hang on the wall. Yeah, they do. Some of them are quite small, like you can hold them in your hand, and they're quite delicate, and you can really like pay attention to the details in those works. And other ones are quite large. Mm. I've got one that's, about 2 meters long, I think it is. Yeah, so, I mean, they really vary in size depending upon the materials that I use.
And why the interest in, because those are, I mean, recycled materials, and some of those things, discarded metal, you would have had to go and source yourself. Why the interest in those sort of recycled materials?
Yeah, I've always had an interest in recycled materials, even in my sculptural practice. I don't like the idea of going out and using new materials. I don't think it's necessary. There's so many materials out there that we can use that already exist, and many are being thrown away.
Yeah, absolutely. And so do you have to go and forage for these yourself?
Yeah, I do. I mean, last year I was walking and picking up things off the street, and this year I've been hitting the dump a lot.
So that's your place to go for your materials.
Yeah,
oh, that's really cool.
It's quite fun.
And what's kind of next for you, are you thinking, or sort of having a rest after the master's?
Big question. next is looking for a studio space.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to be continuing my art practice.
And do you think you'll continue with weaving, or do you think you'll kind of head back down to the sculptural?
Yeah, I will continue with weaving, but what I want to do is kind of take that weaving into more of a sculptural area.
And be able to make sort of structures out of the weave.
Exactly.
That sounds really interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
And so the Elam Grad Show, your work will be presented there.
It will.
Yep, and you'll be there.
I will be there.
To talk to anyone if they're interested in your weaving.
That's right.
And that's taking place from the 22nd to the 25th of November, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the George Fraser Gallery, Elam B at the Elam School of Fine Arts. Cool. Well, thank you very much for coming in, Karen.
Thanks very much for having me. You too.
Enjoy your show.
Thanks.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn! Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.